Okay, thanks everyone. I want to talk about risk factors for violence-related injuries among hospital employees. And I'd like to take just a couple minutes to recognize our entire research team. So Deanna, Mark, and Jim working with me at the Detroit Medical Center. Judy Arnetz is the principal investigator for this grant, and she's here with me. And also Lydia, Joel, and Mark from Wayne State. So without our great research team, it'd be difficult to put all these presentations together. I have no relationships to disclose. So workplace violence is a serious occupational hazard for hospital workers. And injury from workplace violence can be severe, but little is known about the actual work factors or risk factors for violence-related injuries. So what I wanted to do here was just to take a look at those that were injured from workplace violence and determine some of the risk factors for their injury, or putting them at injury. So this project took place in an urban hospital setting. There were seven hospitals within the entire system. And what they had was an electronic system for reporting not only workplace violence, but all types of events. But what we did is we pulled out all of the events that were related to workplace violence. And as part of our the larger study, identified 42 units across all seven hospitals that were identified as high risk for violence. And what we did is we pulled and looked at the employees that worked on any of those 42 work units and looked at their type 2, which is their patient-to-worker incidents, and their examined those who were injured. So I want to take a little bit. We gathered data from a number of different sources for this study. So we started with the incident database. So that would just have the basic information, when it was, when it happened, who was involved, who was the employee that was affected, and some of the details around the event. With that, we also linked up to the lost time management data. So that was where we were able to determine whether or not there was an injury as a result of that event. So that was able to give us injury information in addition to cost information. I also collected the paid productive hours for all of the employees. So that gave me an idea of, those who are working on the unit more obviously have more of an opportunity to be involved either in a workplace violence event or then injured from that event. So I took this information and linked it up with the human resources database. So this has allowed me to look at some of the different characteristics of the employee, their age, their job tender, gender, employment status, what type of a unit that they worked on. After we've gathered all of that information together, we then selected out only those employees that had worked on one of those 42 units and then identified which ones had been a part of a workplace, a type 2 patient-to-worker event, and then how many of those had actually been injured as a result of that event. So then I went ahead and calculated rates of injury by a lot of these different employee characteristics. So I was able to compare again across the different groups. Once I did that, I started and I ran a number of logistic regressions, first looking at each variable individually to see which ones predicted injury, and then I pulled them all together to kind of see how they interact with each other and to look at which risk factors determined injury. And then I just wanted to include also the formula that I had used here to calculate rates. So for each type of employee characteristic that I was looking at, I summed up the number of employees who were injured, divided that by the total amount of paid productive hours that they had contributed. So the paid productive hours are the extra hours they're working there in the hospital. And then I multiplied by 2,080, that's simply the number of hours they would work in a year, 40 hours a week, 52 weeks in a year, and then multiplied by 100, so we have our rates per 100 FTEs. So we ended up with 2,969 employees that were employed at any time during our three-year period, 2010 to 2012. And of them, 275 had reported at least one type 2 workplace violent event. And a number of them had more than one. And of the 275, 114 or 41.5% were injured as a result of that event. So I'm not entirely focusing on cost. I did want to put a little bit in here kind of to emphasize, you know, the importance of this. For those 114 injured individuals, the total amount of cost or money spent on their injuries was over $555,000. So that averaged out to $4,872 per person injured. And if I go back and calculate the rate, just as if I did for rates of injury, we get a rate of $12,322 per 100 FTEs working on these high-risk units. So it's a fairly high amount of money being care for these individuals. Also, I wanted to just a little bit what types of injuries these employees were sustaining. Contusion, sprain, laceration, and puncture were the most common. But however, we did have, you know, serious, luckily most of them were only one, but serious injuries including fracture, rotator cuff tear, and a meniscus tear. So looking at the logistic regressions, what I've started here is for each of the different employee characteristics, I've included the rate of injury per 100 FTEs and then the results of the logistic regression and their odds ratios. For all of these logistic regressions, I've used the employee as the unit of analysis, and in addition, all of them I've adjusted for the paid productive hours. So again, just to adjust for how much they're working in the hospital. So when we look at their type of care unit, those employees working in security or psychiatry were much more likely to be injured as a result of their workplace violence event. Females were much less likely to be injured. And employees, part-time or contingent employees, were much less likely to be injured as compared to full-time, even after adjusting for the number of hours that they worked. There was no difference in their age group or their tenure group. Then what I did is I put this all together to see how some of these variables interact with each other. And the security and psychiatry units were still consistently much higher injury rates than the other hospital or the other units. Those that were contingent were much less likely to be injured. And the age group, the younger age group, in that once we put all the variables together, those that are younger were more likely to be injured. Sort of just this kind of summarizing all that, those who were younger, those who worked full-time or worked on a security or psychiatry unit were much more likely to be injured. So as I'm looking at this, and I was kind of looking at the results, one of the things that when we look at just the rates of workplace violence, the emergency departments are always very high also. But when we looked at our results, they weren't much different than many of the other units, the acute care unit or the ICU nursing unit, and trying to understand why they didn't have high injury rates. Whoops, sorry, I'm going the wrong way. So I kind of had a theory that I wanted to look at here, and this is kind of what I wanted to present to you, and I'd be interested in any feedback. But But I know that security is has a presence not only all over the hospital, but especially in all of the emergency departments. So I had an idea of what might be happening here. So I took a look at the 30 employees within any of the security departments that had a type 2 workplace violent event and looked at the actual location. Because when I was linking these employees up to their human resources, I'm looking at where they are, you know, what unit they're assigned to. But specifically, or especially for security, you know, they're not sitting in their security office most of the day. They're sitting someplace else within the hospital system. So of those 35 events, 18 of them were within the emergency department. And I think that kind of highlights the importance of the security personnel in the emergency department and how they're, you know, able to help deal with either the patients or the patient's relatives so that the ED personnel can take care of the patients. So in conclusion, again, the work unit, the employment status and age are significant predictors of injury as a predictor for the type 2. And by identifying employees who are at increased risk of violence-related injury may help to inform hospitals as to specific needs for intervention. And thank you. This is part of the our NIOSH grant that we have. Any questions? Yes. There are unions, yes. So there are. I know there are a number of unions. I'm not sure what percent of the employees that does cover, but there are unions within the hospital system. And yet, this hospital does have workplace violence committees. I know that they review, and I'm not sure if it's monthly or how often they review. Well. But they do kind of review some of the different events and take a look at them. All events are reviewed, you know, immediately by a supervisor, but then these committees kind of look at them as a whole, you know, every so often. Yeah.
So you only looked at lost time injuries?
Yes. They do. However, they're missing. Like when I looked at that data, it was missing at least 25% of the time. So it was hard to be able to determine whether or not there was an injury. So then what we did is we thought it was more unbiased if we looked at the actual injuries from lost time management. Those I believe to be those who work. They may work. I think they're kind of. I'm not sure really on call, but they don't necessarily. They work less than 20 hours a week.
Are they direct care workers or is it everybody?
No, it varies by unit. So I think in most of the nursing units, you're more likely to see the contingent. Security, for example, I don't think there were any. And psych, the other one that was very high, there were maybe very few, if there are. I see them more on some of the nursing units or surgery units.
So, Mike, I mean, the fact that you didn't see a relationship with contingent workers might be because of
where they were.
Differential risk, not because they were contingent. Were you able to compare on the same unit?
Oh, and I haven't really looked within any unit to see how that differs. That's a good idea to take a look, especially on some of those variables. Thanks. Yeah.
Seems likely that one of the best factors behind this violence is complaints and grievances or litigations, like waiting times, not having problems with stress, and so forth. That would be very important information.
kind of what was the cause of the, we know that there was an incident with the patient to the worker, but kind of what led up to that. Yeah, I think they do provide details within the event, so that would be something that would be interesting to look at. And I do see some of that in the details. We haven't really sat down and categorized that, but that would be very useful. Thanks.
Thank you, Lynette.